Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle, and the day is February 12th. My gosh, things are moving so quickly. Anyway, I'm Ingrid Castle, and the director of Vaccination Liberation, and we have websites, vaclib.org. That's our main website, vaclib.org. You know, short for Vaccination Liberation. We also have vaccinetruth.com, and vaccinetruth.net is where our exemption pages are mirrored from our main website. And I also have humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell all kinds of things. I also have humbleweedhemppaste.com. And I want everyone to know that if you want to support this network and buy hemp paste, which I'm getting such great testimonies, you have to know, from people that have inflammation, they tried the Fibrenza, you know, it's a little expensive and it really helps and it works, but they're getting so much more benefit in a sense from the hemp paste because it's full spectrum. It has everything in it, all the terpenes, has more CBD stuff. It has everything in it. You know, nothing's taken out. It's not cooked at all. So it's the full spectrum of the plant, and the effects are very mellowing. In fact, I just took a little dose, you know, just to be mellow because I have so much to share. But anyway, go to rbnhemppaste.com, rbnhemppaste.com, and your purchase will support the network. So I just want to encourage you to do that. Again, that's rbnhemppaste.com. So anyway, this network always needs support. It's important to do that. We do have a chat room. The chat room is Immunize Wisely, just like the show, with the Z in Wisely stylized, and then you put a period, and then chat and go, or chatango.com. It's however you want to look at it. But anyway, I will be putting links there. I haven't done that yet. I mean, news is just happening so fast. And I see that the RBN news feed is also changing rapidly. And a lot of the news stories that I was, you know, onto, they've also posted. So we're all on the same page here. So let me go through some of those because I do have a few guests this evening. Actually, once for each hour. There's, you know, just everyone is anxious to share. So I want to mention, where is that? Yeah, okay. So where was that at? Yeah, okay. We have the, let me see. Yeah, okay. First one, let's see, Kali, I was putting it all right here. Okay, there's some stuff with 5G going on. But before I get to that, I want to mention that the Canadian, what's going on in Canada is probably the most important thing we need to pay attention to and support. I mean, we have so much illegal activity from the government. They're constantly projecting. We see it all the time. They're claiming that it's an illegal occupation. It absolutely is not. They've just demanded to have an audience with the prime minister. They want to, you know, work this out peacefully. The prime minister runs and hides from, refuses to sit down at the table. And so instead of sitting down at the table, he's pulling more illegal actions, asking the police to spy on Canadians through their social media, and then visiting the homes of those who have stated support for the truckers on their social media. And then they stole the fuel for, I mean, they actually just confiscated all the fuel, as you know, and then a court ordered that the police have to return it, and they returned it not as fuel, but they diluted it with water. So they stole half the fuel and ruined it with water. But, you know, I've been told that diesel fuel will float to the top, but the water will sink. But still, It's just disgusting what they'll go to. The tow truck companies are refusing to remove the trucks because that's illegal. First, they said they had too many cases of COVID, so they're just kind of laughing at them. I mean, unless they're requested by the trucks themselves that they're broken down, but they can't go anywhere if they don't have any clean fuel. And then all the bridges are being blocked, and Gretchen Whitmer is furious. The governor of Michigan, she's claiming the, they've got to do something. We are going to have economic losses. We're like, economic losses? Where was she at, when her whole state was suffering, under the lockdowns that she imposed on them? What does she care about other people's economic losses? She certainly doesn't. She's just a tool of the New World Order and the World Economic Forum. So there you go. And then we have, Give, Send, Go. They raised, like I think it was $9 million. And the government of Canada is telling them they can't release it, that they have to release it to the government of Canada. Another illegal action. So it just kind of goes on and on. And everyone's watching this, and it's happening all over the world. And if you go to the Telegram channel of Q the Storm Rider 777, it's a movement that's just growing everywhere all over the world. It's absolutely exciting. I'm glad to be part of it. On his, let me just pull up his page. He shows these tanks in Romania. I mean, we're talking about, all, I mean, we get military involved, we get farm equipment. I mean, anyone that can drive a large truck or farm machinery or a tank or anything, they're getting it. They're getting it. It's pretty intimidating. And these people don't know anything about, the common man's work and how to manage a truck. They're used to just ordering people around, and they're not really taking orders very well. Too bad. They're like, and then the most, probably the most important thing that happened that's going viral is we have, gosh, I'm why can't I find it? It was right here. Yeah, it was. Here it is. Trudeau's head of security resigns, and it's really, really is amazing. Just seeing that he read his oath of office, and many of the cops in Ottawa violated their oath of office, breaking the law by executing illegal orders. And he, refused to break the law, and he's doing that if he continues to be head of Trudeau's security. So there you have that. But probably the most recent one, I got in last night, and YouTube had taken it down. It was posted in India. A Canadian Army general, I'm sorry, Army Major Stephen Chlodowski, he breaks ranks and he leaves, and he gives a great speech. He started looking at all the laws in Canada that are being violated, and he broke ranks. So it looks like Trudeau's going to lose the military too. And what's so important about all of this is that, and I'm going to just, this is from David Nino Rodriguez. It is not Trudeau's choice to step down or to attempt to stay. It is the decision of the World Economic Forum. This is a critical decision which will affect the entire world. This is not a battle for just Canada. It is a battle for the world. This is the first domino of corruption, and if it falls, the entire plan of the World Economic Forum fails because all the corrupt dominoes will fall if they are forced out of power. Leaving them in power really is simply a short respite for the people. Frankly, the World Economic Forum cannot afford for Trudeau to step down. If he falls, Biden falls, Australia falls, New Zealand falls, and all of Europe falls. Then the rest of the world joins in. The sane world is crazy not to make Ottawa, the hill they will die on and not give in. It is an opportunity unexpected, probably an opportunity that will not come again. The truckers are truly the people's army. Where else could you quickly assemble such a strong, younger army to possibly confront the globalist tyranny army? It is an army everyone else can join and get behind. Half the globalist tyranny army will desert them and join the truckers if they appear to succeed in Ottawa. Truckers can win this, but it will take the support from everyone. There is a window of opportunity that will not stay open forever. Time is not on our side. The World Economic Forum is not going to go without a fight or without having great fear that they will be smashed by this worldwide movement. Even then, the World Economic Forum members will be sorely afraid of ending up like Mussolini hanging in the Milan Square and will fight to avoid that. I think people greatly underestimate the overall importance of Ottawa and underestimate the difficulty of overcoming Trudeau. He and the World Economic Forum simply cannot afford to lose. I fear also that the people of the world cannot afford to lose in Ottawa. It will likely be the people's last battle if they lose Ottawa. I do not agree that this is only about a nonviolent confrontation. I don't think the World Economic Forum will fold because of a lengthy nonviolent protest of a few thousand truckers. They have been working on this tyranny plan for over 100 years. I think they will fold only if they are clearly weaker in strength than the People's Army, whether it is nonviolent or a violent confrontation. For either way to succeed requires great power standing behind the truckers with obvious reserve waiting behind them. This means the World Economic Forum must act now before the People's Army grows too large and with strong reserves. I expect action by the World Economic Forum soon to squash this uprising. This is not about Trudeau. This is about World Economic Forum plan to place around the world, and everyone must be ready to heavily support the truckers and step into the battle if they are attacked. But this is we're getting it. It's happening all over the world. And I mean, I can go on and on, but I want to mention that tomorrow we have a worldwide mass meditation. It's very important. If you look at the, I'm going to post this in the chat, by the way, immunizewisely.chatango.com. But they're, you know, they have a couple, you know, really good memes of things happening. And anyway, the worldwide mass meditation, if anyone wants, is interested in, I can forward it to you from my email. You can email me at info@vaccinetruth.com. That's info@vaccinetruth.com if you're interested. It's 3:30 Eastern time, 6:30 Pacific time. And this is all because of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a huge satanic operation, as you know. There's all kinds of child trafficking that happens there, all kinds of crazy stuff that's been exposed. So with that, it seems like at Transcend the Matrix, they're also in sync with our Shattering the Matrix campaign this February, and they are aware of these dark rituals at the Super Bowl. So they've organized a live event with special well-known guests like Mike Adams, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and Michael Jaco, and that's also happening tomorrow. So, you know, it's people are really trying to raise the vibrations. There's a big billboard. I'm going to post that graphic in the chat. So, you know, if you're not able to join us, at least join us in prayer throughout the day. Raise the vibration, because this darkness seriously can't survive if we raise our consciousness, raise our vibration in love. We have to do this. It's so important. We have to be on the winning side of history here, and that's really the only way. We've got to join forces. You know, we can't have any kind of bickering amongst us. It's, you know, we have to join forces. It's just the way it is. This is a one-time opportunity. So, and I'm going to be bringing on my guests in a minute, but I want to bring up that it's breaking. Pfizer makes a stunning reversal. They remove The application from the FDA for a COVID vax for kids under 5 due to not enough data. Wow. That's pretty wild. They never had enough data for it in the first place. In a major reversal from its previous push to get kids under 5 vaccinated against COVID, Pfizer withdrew its application. And the company said that it just didn't have enough data to recommend it for young kids. So I'll put that link into Tucker Carlson is absolutely on fire. His show last night is posted on the RBN News feed. I saw it last night. It's really great. And then David Martin's having a heyday because they're, you know, he had an AP reporter, and they're all just liars. They say, well, you know, we want to, you know, do the fact checking, and you're claiming that the Canadian government says that they're not getting kickbacks from Moderna and Pfizer for each shot, and you're claiming they are. Well, it's in the contract, and she wasn't interested apparently in actually looking at it or whatever. So, and then the last news thing is that I'm going to post is stuff about 5G. It's very interesting. Don Bradley on his Daily Messenger blogspot says only Tesla satellites didn't know the sun. Anyway, Tesla, there was like 80% of all of Elon Musk's 5G satellites that are powered by the sun were it just, you know, basically fell out of the sky. 80% of them were taken down somehow, and we're not real clear about it, but and then another person says, very bad. The 5G is setting off, that was at Jim Stone's website. 5G is setting off no contact voltage testers. And that's pretty incredible. It seems like that's impossible, but his claim is that a 5G tower just got switched on near his property. And when it did, his no contact voltage testers started going off. He figured it was defective, so he went and got a new one with the same results. So, yeah, he was. So, yeah, there's definitely issues with the 5G for sure, and you want to do whatever you can to protect yourself from it. But hopefully, that's going to be short-lived too. So, I am going to work on trying to connect my guests. And it's not always real easy. I was just going on with with Sam, how I end up with so many contacts. How do I delete some of them so I can find my my guest? I mean, that's, you know, usually should be something easy, but it's not necessarily easy. So I'm gonna work on it. And looks like I have one of them, and I'm going to work on getting her friend on too. Let me just try to get to that thing. How do
Hey
I?
there.
Hi, Maria. Let me work on trying to get. It's good. So Maria is going to be my guest, by the way. I'll go ahead and introduce her, and while she's talking, I'll go ahead and add Carol. So Maria, she's been a nurse for over 16 years. And actually, we have a break, but yeah, she worked at a lot of different jobs, and we'll just finish introducing her after the break when I can add on her friend Carol. So stay tuned.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Immunize Wisely, and my guest tonight is Maria, and she is, I believe, are you in Arkansas, I think?
No, but close.
Okay. That's okay. No, it's okay. I know you're in Central Time. And,
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've been a nurse for 16 years, worked in many different jobs, home health, hospice, hospital, long-term care, insurance authorizations, all that. And she's an advocate with a passion to educate others on the truth as a Christian mother, wife, and an American who loves this country like all of us. And I've been wanting to have some healthcare workers on for a while, and so she also brought on her friend, Carol Thibodeau. And Carol, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Great. Okay. Well, Carol has worked in many settings, and until mask restrictions were put in place, she was worked in skilled nursing facilities, and prior to all the restrictions like testing and masking, she worked in inpatient rehabilitation, acute care hospitals, outpatient therapy, and as a manager in inpatient rehab. So she's also a certified lifestyle wellness coach, and she eats a good plant strong diet for over 25 years. So good for you. So welcome to the show, Carol and Maria. And there's certainly plenty to discuss. We've heard just about all of it, but you know, it's good to see that you stood up. I mean, there's a point where you just have to stand up to this level of tyranny. And do you want to just take turns, sharing, how you got you know, into finding out what was really going on with COVID and the lockdowns and all that stuff, where your research was taking to you and what you thought of it?
Sure. Carol, you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. Well, I was researching about just vaccines in general, and got turned on to watching The High Wire. That's where I actually learned a lot about what's really going on with the vaccinations. And then after my whole family got sick with the coronavirus back in March of 2020, I dived in head first and just was researching and reading any and everything I could, because what they were telling us on TV did not match my common sense and what I've learned in nursing with infection control, with everything that they were telling us to do. It just sent big alarm, major alarms going off in my head. And I said, you know, this doesn't sound right. So like I said, I started researching about the actual shots once they came out, and was very surprised at the information. You have to really dig for the information. You know, they didn't really have the information available to the pharmacies. The labels were blank for the inserts. you know, so how can you tell what's in a shot and educate people if you don't even know what you're shooting into someone's body?
Right.
You know, they don't want you to know that, you know, they take the parts of babies and, you know, that's how they've made these shots, and that's how they've made most all of vaccinations, actually. And, you know, and I have a problem with that. You know, it goes against everything that I believe. You know, God did not put us on this earth to kill children and kill babies to be able to, you know, mix these shots up and inject into our bodies. It's not right. I think that people need to be educated, and they're not. You know, they're telling them what the mainstream media and government are telling them, what they want them to know, and people are believing it. So that's, you know, I read everything and follow certain doctors that I feel are legitimately telling the truth, that they, you know, they back it with their knowledge, and you can always go back, and they always tell you, you know, where you can go look for things. And I always recommend that to anybody. It doesn't matter who you're watching. It doesn't matter who you're reading and who you're following. You need to do your own research. You need to understand what is going on for yourself, and you need to be your own advocate. And that's, you know, what I try to tell people and what I try to teach people.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to me, the fact that nobody was paying attention to the package inserts, that's frightening in and of itself.
Yes.
That was really freaked me out, because they're supposed to open that package insert for contraindications.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the person could have a history of allergies, all kinds of warnings, you know, why you wouldn't want to administer that particular shot to them, or what to look for, you know, like anaphylaxis immediately, you know, how to treat it or anything. I mean, they're, you know, you want to know that, you know. Anyway, hold on. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
So, Carol, you know, I mean, we're seeing all kinds of stuff going on out there, and what you were sharing a little bit of stuff during the break. Do you want to share some of that?
Sure. Originally, you asked me about how I woke up to all of this. It started back in the 1990s when I was working in a major acute hospital, and I had two patients in a matter of weeks who had taken the flu shot and developed Guillain-Barré syndrome. For those who don't know, Guillain-Barré is a form of paralysis that people get. And both of these people had been paralyzed to the extent that they had to be on ventilators for a few weeks.
Right.
Back then, that was when I decided no more flu shots. And this was very difficult because I worked in healthcare. And they twist your arm about those flu shots every year. But
yes,
I stood my ground.
Yes,
they twist it very hard. They'll even tell you you have to wear a mask all flu season all day long. But anyway, when this whole thing started early in 2020, I had a little bit of anxiety over it for about 2 weeks, and then I went, this can't be real. If this was a real virus and people, and it was very deadly, people would be dropping dead in the streets, in everywhere. And it wasn't, you know. So I started digging, and pretty shortly out came a movie called Out of Shadows, and another documentary series called Fall Cabal. And I watched those in one day. And I was going to visit a new friend of mine who lived in a more rural area, and she didn't normally have signal at her house. And I showed her part of the Fall Cabal. And I said, is this possibly the way the world is? And she told me her story of how her two young daughters that she adopted, 5 and 6 year old little white girls from rural Wisconsin, had been abused by satanic ritual abuse almost 20 years ago at ages below 5 and 6. She adopted them at 5 and 6. And that woke me up to the reality of how bad things were in the world. Okay, all of a sudden, it was like I jumped into an icy cold stream. So that really sent me looking, and I started putting things together. I read Dr. Judy Mikovits' books, Plague and Plague of Corruption, and saw Plandemic, and I also found The High Wire, all within a matter of a week or two. So
how many years ago was that? I mean, High Wire hasn't been going on that long.
Well, I found The High Wire, and I found all those movies in April and May of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
All of that in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And also, I'm friends with LeRae, so we were communicating. And my employer was contacting me. They told me they didn't have work for me, but they might have work for me if they were going to turn some of their facilities, part of the facility, into COVID units, COVID recovery units.
Mm-hmm.
And I became very concerned because in these facilities, there are people who are too poor and have no caregivers. They have to live in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
These are Medicaid patients.
Right.
And if you bring COVID into those units, which are very old buildings, there's not going to be separate heat and air. There's not going to be a way to isolate them very well. I asked a lot of questions. They didn't like me asking questions. I said, well, if this is this contagious, you know, where am I going to eat? How am I going to change my clothes? How are we going to keep the patients separated? I asked all these questions. They did not like that. And so anyway, that's what kind of happened. They kept me on the payroll for 50 weeks telling me that they would have work for me next week. And then they let me go and told me about letting me go 6 weeks later, sent me an email 6 weeks later in early 2021. So anyway, I told them I couldn't wear an N95 mask all day when they implemented that. I cannot do that. I don't see how anyone could. But anyway, but I got awake to all of that over time, and I decided that I could not work in a facility where they were bringing COVID patients into a skilled nursing facility. That, to me, is completely unethical. It violates all the rights of the residents. They weren't allowing the families to come in. It was horrific. These patients were basically locked in their room 24 hours a day.
With no patient advocate, mind you. And that's the thing. That
no patient advocate, no families. All of that is completely unethical. And it's against my professional ethics to be involved in that.
And it's also against the state regulations to isolate patients like that. So they, you know.
It is. There's no ombudsman. The family members I had family members who had patients in these facilities contacting me and saying they can't visit their family members, or that their family member had died and they were not able to be with them. So I did not want to be involved in that anymore.
Yeah, and to me it was just absolutely wicked, because I knew several people caught in that, you know, with their elderly parents, you know, whether it was a surgery or whatever it was that was unrelated to COVID, it seemed like there was a impetus to get them to get COVID. And then they started implementing 5G in the hospitals. I don't know if you realize that. That's a huge thing. And if you take a meter, those hospitals are super hot. I mean, really, you know, I mean, I don't even know how babies survive it, frankly, because I'm electrically sensitive, you know, and this is microwave radiation, and it's very, you know, harmful. You know, whether it's ionizing or non-ionizing, non-ionizing radiation is still harmful. You know, yes. I don't know if you are aware, but we've noticed in the past couple summers with the rollout of all of these, you know, the more towers and more of this technology, you know, in the summertime, there's tons of insects that, you know, you're constantly cleaning off your windows and the grill in your car. Are you doing it lately?
Nope.
Yep. And so the insects are the first to get affected, and that certainly, you know, goes to show you that this is extremely harmful if it's affecting bees and other, you know, life forms on the planet. So, you know, the smallest ones are going to be going first.
Right.
Right. Anyway, a lot of people make the connection between this rollout and COVID, you know, because the lack of oxygen at the cells is also caused by radiation. You know, when you can't feel like you can't take a breath. And so there's all that and the graphene oxide or graphene hydroxide that was put in the masks as well as on the test.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know for me that was a huge boundary, you know, was, you know, telling me to wear a mask and having something go all the way up to my brain, really?
Yeah,
I have discreetly avoided all testing situations.
Well,
I actually went to Florida this week to have surgery to avoid testing.
Well, good for you.
800 miles we drove to so I could have a surgical procedure because I didn't want the test.
Good.
Yes, and there's a Telegram channel and website called La Quinta Columna, and
yes.
A sister site Orwell.city and Orwell is it Orwellito on Telegram, where they are showing the information from researchers. Most of them are in Europe on the 5G and the graphene oxide and the other toxins in the shot. I had a very impressive video a couple weeks ago where a man on a bicycle was stopped on the side of the road like he wanted to cross, and you saw the blink of the video camera, a glitch in the video stream, and the guy fell over dead.
Oh, wow.
Was he under a tower?
Yeah. Right under one of those 5G towers that are the small ones that are like on lampposts.
Right.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, those 5G things are actually able to be operated so they can be directional. So they do have the ability to, direct energy to someone. You know, it's like they have cameras everywhere. And so the 5G is enabling that level of technology where they can monitor people in real time. So if they can spot someone on the street that they want to get rid of, they could just literally direct an intense microwave beam on them and kill them. That has happened, believe it or not. We know people in this movement that have been attacked in such a way. So just saying. It's weaponized. You know,
I mean, even birds are falling out of the sky. I mean, they're falling dead when they get near the 5G. And you know, then even the pilots, you know, the airports, I forget who was talking about that, but they were talking about how they had to have like a safety zone around the airports for the planes to land and take off because the 5G was interfering with the airplanes.
Right. The pilots and the FAA, they are absolutely furious that they went ahead and allowed the 5G to go through. And that was this month too. A lot of stuff going on. This is kind of like, you know, the final battle of Armageddon is happening this month. It's happening.
Right.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Attorney
Lee Dundas was on the Thrive Time recordings on Thrive Time show. And she was explaining how pilots under the FAA laws are not to have any kind of treatment that hasn't been cleared by the FDA for at least a year. None are allowed to have anything. They're to lose their medical clearance to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they shouldn't be flying planes if they had this jab. Absolutely. It was experimental.
Absolutely not.
Dangerous. I mean, you know, they said they've had, you know, some drop dead.
Yep.
Can you imagine? There have been quite a few co-pilot being, you know, being in the air in an airplane, and your co-pilot and your pilot have both had the jab, and they both just dropped dead. I mean,
they call it a clot shot for the reason when you're changing altitudes like that real quick. You know, just like exercising will accelerate the whole clotting effect of these shots. Both those things will do that.
Yes, especially if you're in a like a 5G field, that excites the graphene oxide that's in the shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also have a big concern about, and I've been saying this for a year, is the truckers.
Yeah,
because those 80,000-pound rigs flying down the highway, you know, a lot of truckers don't have a specific, you know, health requirements as a pilot, but yet an 80,000-pound rig could do an awful lot of damage if these drivers start having strokes, heart attacks, pulmonary embolisms, etc., while they're driving.
That's right.
And I think that's why they're holding the line in Canada and at the border in our United States, and hopefully soon to go to D.C. I think it's going to get interesting over the next few weeks. See what's going to all take place with all of that.
Well, I just want to mention, Maria and Carol, is that we have a lot of truckers that actually listen to this network, and they are, you know, they have a lot of free time to listen to many things on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they like to be educated and informed about things that they aren't going to get on the regular news.
Right.
So you'll find truckers actually some of the more informed people on the planet. Not all of them, but some of them are. There's certainly a decent proportion of them that have found alternative media and are behind the Canadian truckers and are forming the, you know, the American version. And a lot of that's supposed to happen. You know what happened in D.C., you know, just at the beginning of the month. Well, then we are end of January. I don't know. Time flies so fast. But they're planning in Southern California for March 5th, right? And they're going to start their own convoy from there. And they're expecting 100,000 people down there to help kick off the truckers coming from the West Coast and picking up more on the way out east.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's exciting because it certainly has needed to happen in this country for a long time, because we have some pretty rogue states, Washington, Oregon, and California. It's so bad that they're jamming, you know, our state literally more than doubled in population because of those people fleeing their states. And they're going to other states too, Texas, Arizona. It's just nuts. And, you know, our roads can't handle that kind of growth. You know, we want them to go home.
Right.
Yeah, and then New York. Look at all the people fleeing New York and going to Florida.
Oh, I know. They're leaving New York and California by the droves. Nobody wants to be there.
Right. Yeah.
I've been praying for the truckers, and I support them 100%. I think what they're doing is awesome. When I, you know, see the videos, I mean, it just brings tears to your eyes when you see all of the unity and the people just coming together. People have had enough. People are tired.
Right.
People are to get their lives back and their freedoms back. We've had too many people taking control of our lives and telling us what we should and should not be doing, and it's time for that to end.
Right. Amazing Polly, I think it was February 9th, she put out a video. You go to AmazingPolly.com, but I mean, it does bring tears to your eyes because, you know, Canada actually has a lot of immigrants, you know, people like from Eastern Europe. Yes. And this woman's parents came over from Romania to escape communism. And she is, there are a few people leaving, you know, the place, you know, in Ottawa where they were all, you know, camped out in their vehicles and stuff. And she says, please, please don't leave. I have a 10-year-old son. You do not want, you know, with, will not end well. You know, you have to take a stand. And, but she's like in tears for her 10-year-old son to not grow up in communism.
Oh, I know.
That her parents had fled.
Anybody that has ever truly grown up in a communist country will tell you that's not what we need and that is not what we want. And once you let the government take control, there's no going back. There's no do-over.
Right. Well, they haven't mastered with the shots, yeah, and the level of lockdown with 5G where they can monitor you in real time, where, you know, I've mentioned to people, this to me is the mark of the beast. People go, oh, no. You know, you go online, these Christian churches are somehow defending it. No, I'm sorry. If they're setting it up so you can't have a bank account, you can't buy, trade, or sell, or do anything, unless you have this shot in your system and it hooks up to the internet. Are you kidding? Really?
Oh, yeah. We definitely have evil at work, and they're trying to perfect their plan, you know, and this proved how many people were so willing to just slap on a mask and roll up their sleeve and say, here's my arm, you know, without even questioning what it was they were taking. You know, it's just... I've never been like that. I always want to know, what are you giving me? What's in it? Why am I right. taking this? You need to ask those questions because, you know, and that's our responsibility as healthcare professionals, as a nurse. Right. It is my responsibility to tell you exactly what is going in your body and the side effects or potential adverse reactions that you can have for you to make a sound decision for yourself, and that's not happening and hasn't happened.
Right. Yeah, it's true. So, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the funding. We don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
You know, we know about remdesivir and how harmful it is. I mean, everyone on this, we're pretty clear on that. We know about the Nuremberg Code, but, you know, there's kickbacks going into healthcare facilities too.
Oh, yeah.
And the PrEP Act, the ARP, you know, America Rescue Plan, and the ESSER funds. How are the healthcare facilities benefiting from this?
Oh, they're making big money off of this. It's really sad, disgusting, evil. For an example, in my state, for every COVID patient that walks through a hospital door, if they are tested for COVID and they are admitted, they get $166,000 automatically. If they are placed on a ventilator, $39,000 automatically. If they place them on remdesivir, 20% bonus. And then, of course, all these, you know, doctors are following the protocol for, they say CDC, but it's actually the CDC routes you to the NIH protocol. Those are the key things that they say they need to use to treat. But, you know, and we know what the outcome is of using remdesivir. It fries your kidneys and, you know, your lungs fill up with fluid, and then the doctors conveniently diagnose you with COVID pneumonia, which we know that's not what it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I just, at some point, where's the PrEP Act? Does the Nuremberg Code trump the PrEP Act?
Okay.
That's my question.
Okay, the Nuremberg Code is an international agreement. It does not have the full force and effect of law like a treaty does. Now, we do have a treaty on our pages, on our exemption pages. I forget what it's called, but it was Carter actually signed it. And mm-hmm. It says very clearly, as part of human rights, you cannot be forced to take something that's in the experimental stage. You cannot be forced to be a part of a medical experimentation without informed consent. And informed consent, of course, means that you can withdraw consent. And that's certainly not. So they are in violation of international law. We also have federal laws, and that's all on our exempted pages. There's, right. It's also at Children's Self Defense. So they actually are in violation of law. And those laws are memorialized in, you know, the USC, you know, United States Code. But yeah, it's really and the testing. So they're trusting this test. I love this. This is we have these memes on our website at vaclib.org, and I love this one. Imagine a vaccine so safe you have to be threatened to take it, for a disease so deadly you have to be tested to know you have it. So you have to be tested to know you have it. How do you even know you have it? You know, because half these people, you know, they don't necessarily have COVID because they've never isolated COVID.
Exactly.
What are they testing for? Like, you could have a cold, or you don't just have a slightly elevated temperature because you're under some stress from being exposed to the radiation of the hospital for a long time. You know, that'll give you a temp or whatever.
Well,
you know,
your cold is a coronavirus. The common cold is a coronavirus.
Exactly. We got that.
So, I mean, you could have any type of illness, in my opinion, and you could very well test anything. In my opinion, anything can test positive. And the man that created the PCR test told everybody, this is not meant for a diagnosis or a diagnostic test. It is not meant to diagnose and say, you have this illness or you have this illness. That's not what it was made for. Mm-hmm. But that's what they're using it for.
Yep, I know. It's really horrible. Well, you know, we're actually coming to the end of the show.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a couple words? I know we only have a minute. 1 minute, and then we'll be cut off. So I know it goes really fast. I'd have to have you on for a longer period, but it goes really fast. So, I hope you guys tune into the network in the future anyway, because we do talk a lot about this stuff. And I'm really glad that you guys came on. So thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it, because it's good to see healthcare workers that are questioning stuff and taking a stand.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. It was an honor to come on your show. Appreciate the invitation.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Maria. I really appreciate both of you guys.
We appreciate
Or your gals, rather. Okay, God bless you. Pray tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. I'll send you some stuff in email, okay?
Okay, be looking for it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.